Cassie a home, well, 'twas high do a book what. This legend was known by everybody. Truly to but ya book what ya ha see a home. The story was told by many, many people from all of our tribes because it was widely known. She said, tia, tia, see a home. This is the way the legend goes. So it's luckin' chillab, nishal, tia, gwas pasted, good gwatted, tia, it's dih hot, good gwatted. You're going to hear this story in the language of the white people and in the very best language in the world, Duklushutsid. A tu di tu hawk, tu la ibush, tia dokubus. A long time ago, the spirit was walking. Tu la ibush, tia dokubus, go to the chill, to call it tia. Swatched it, a qui duklushutsid. The spirit was walking around his world or her world. The spirit isn't it. It has no gender, not he, not she, but the spirit is it. So the spirit was traveling, as the spirit does at different times. And in traveling, the spirit came to the land that he had created called Duklushutsid. The people had been living in this beautiful land. The spirit had been traveling and stopped to rest. Now the spirit looked around at this land where he stopped to rest. And he saw a most beautiful, beautiful world. I keep reverting to not an it, but a he, I see, because we're so used to putting he first. He is not always first. My audiences have asked me, is it always a he? How come it's not a she? So I've tried to use it because it's non-gender, because both genders are important and we don't put one above the other. So no, when I say he, I'm referring to it, the spirit. Oi, good lad, good shoes, chas, watch it. The spirit stopped and looked around. Oh, ha, chas, watch it. My world that I have created in this place is a very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful land. Etashas, yes, it was a beautiful land and is a beautiful land. It used to be a beautiful land. Sometimes we use past tense because sometimes that's the way we think of it, because the world that we remember was indeed the most beautiful in the world. And we come now to a time when we look at our world and we think about things that we need to do. So the people who were living in this world indeed had to admit that there was something wrong with the way the spirit had created this world. There was one thing that was not quite right. Because the people were walking into that other world, the world that's a part of the sky world. We don't know just where it ends up, but it is a part of the sky world. It's shuk, it's up high. It's in a world that we are not acquainted with. So now, what happens? The people gathered. Hekam good, tia shakol good. The sky has been left too low by the spirit, and that is not proper. How come the spirit left the sky too low? Maybe we could fix the sky, because it truly is too low, and we are not allowed to go into that sky world before it is time to go. So the wise people gathered. So the wise people gathering and talking discussed earnestly about how to correct this big, big mistake. So one of the wisest of the people said, we could indeed do something about it, because we could go out into the forest where there are tall, tall poles, tall trees, and we could choose one of the slender, slender trees that has grown very straight and tall, and we could use that as a pole by taking off the limbs. So how gualapu could I shalom ta ha skosai chukwa kaibi ta kosai chukwa So come back here and we will gather in this place. And we are going to work on the problem together. And they found a tall, straight pole, a tree that could be made into a pole. So they did that, and they cut down this tree, and they stripped off the limbs, and they had indeed a very tall, straight pole. Now, each one of them are going to be taught one word, because when the spirit was traveling, and before it stopped to rest, it had in his hands many, many languages. The spirit was giving languages, the best language to each group. And when he came to the Dukhlushutsi land and stopped to rest, in his hands, the spirit still held many, many languages. And the spirit said, I still have many languages in my hand. What am I going to do with them? So the spirit threw them in all directions. Now there were many languages scattered about all around the land that the spirit had created. Now, the people did not understand one another. How in the world could they fix this problem when they didn't understand one another? And the wise ones, as they gathered and discussed the problem, said, oh, but we could learn one word, was what the wisest leader said. One word is all it would take for us to do the job that needs to be done. And the people eagerly waited to be taught that one word. And the spirit said, it's an easy word, and all of our people can learn it easily. It's quite simple to say Yahau. Yahau is a very small word, but it means so much. Yahau. It means to go ahead, to proceed, to do it. And as years went by, and the people were well acquainted with the word Yahau, Yahau, Yahau. It originally started out to be Yahau, Yahau, and it turned into Hau, because people knew what that meant. And so in all of time, our people have learned to condense and conserve thoughts and feelings, because people who knew what had been taught would always remember that this is what this means. And it means something very, very simple. Yahau means how. Do it. Do it. Don't sit around doing nothing. Do it. Do something. What are we going to do? We have prepared for ourselves these long poles. We are going to brace these poles against the sky. And we are going to push that sky to a place where people will not be jumping into the sky world or climbing into the sky world. That sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? Shall we try it? So all together, the people gathered and they braced their poles against the sky. And at the signal to begin, they braced their poles against the sky and they said, "Yahoo!" And the people looked up at whether the sky had moved. And the sky had budged just a tiny, tiny bit. But that wasn't sufficient. So the people said, "We need to do it again." So they braced their poles again against the sky world. They looked. They hadn't moved the sky but a tiny, tiny fraction of a bit. And they looked at one another and they thought, "What a wimpy bunch of people. They were supposed to be able to move that sky. There's a lot of sky up there that needs to be moved. How come they haven't budged it but a tiny bit?" So the wise ones thought, "Oh, these people need to know what it means to work together. They're just depending on somebody else to use their strength, and they're not realizing that they too have to do a job. If it is to get done at all, they have to help." So the spirit knew that the people were being the way people usually are. "We'll wait for somebody else to do it. Let somebody else do it. Let somebody else do it. They're stronger than I am. They have more brawn than I am. They're bigger than I am. Let somebody else do it." But the wise ones knew that it had to be the job for everybody. So, again, the people were called together. "Acha, acha, book chilab, acha, chila, chikwa, ad, tisha, ad, kasai, dikwa, tisha, kolgud. What you need to do is brace your poles against the sky." This is how many times now? This is the third time. Aunt Susie, my beloved storyteller, always told us how many times things had been done. But she realized that people needed to be reminded that in our culture, we do things four times before it has been completed. We're on our third time. So, brace your poles against that sky world that's too low. We have a job to do, everybody. All together. Yahoo! And they looked, and the sky had budged just a little, little more. And the leader said, "Well, that was a little better. That was a little better, but that was not good enough. Look, you just budged the sky a little bit." So the spiritual leaders said, "All right, you're going to have a little more instruction." So he looked at all the people who were gathered there. Everyone who was people at that time looked like animals also. There were bear and deer, and there was every living thing that had been created on earth, and there were people, animals and people, who were all considered people. The animals were all considered people, and they were all there. And what they did was gather for one last prep talk from the wise people. And the wise people said, "For the last time that you are going to do this, because you get only four chances to do it right. You know, we expect you to do it right for the fourth time. Now, what are we asking you to do to lift that sky so it's high enough for people to know it is secure in the place where it is to to this day. It is to be raised high enough so it's not a world that we can climb into any time we feel like it. There is a time and in a specified period when you'll be able to do that, but it's not whenever it's at your own whim or somebody else's whim. It is when the Creator has decided that it is time for you to do this. So now for the last time, know that you are going to use your physical power, your mental power, your spiritual power, and the help that's present in every individual that walks on this earth. And you will put every part of your being, your human being, to work on this project. And know that you each one have the capacity to do that, but you have to address your mind and your feelings, your thoughts, to a job that needs to be done for the last time. You will brace your poles against the sky and in a very loud, very loud, very loud, very, very big voice, full of confidence, you know that you can do the job because you have been instructed. You know that this is your last chance to do it right. So together, you are going to say, "Yah-ho!" So in a loud, very positive voice, the people did this, and they very, very respectfully followed the advice of their wisest spiritual leader, and lo and behold, the sky moved all the way up to its present position because the thoughts and the minds of each individual had been instructed, and their instruction had been fully gratified because they had done exactly what they had been instructed to do. And they knew that they had only this one last chance. Without it, the sky would never, ever be prepared in the way that it was originally supposed to be. So now, while they were all doing this, there was a hunter who was out hunting, and he was chasing an elk. Atya subadi tula chalan tya kwagwichid to shakshdub tya shakolgwad. And the sky was being lifted by all of his friends, and he instead had been out hunting, not paying attention to what was going on, what was being done by everybody else. So as the elk jumped into the sky world, the hunter chased the animal and jumped into the sky world to follow it. And with him was his little hunting dog. They were all lifted then into the sky world, and they are still there to this very day. And they have become known to all of our people as the Big Dipper. When you look into the sky and look at the formation of the Big Dipper, that is what you will see. Tia Tatawas, Tia Shusad, Yaki Shusad, Tia Ushushuk. Now, the fixed stars that you will see in the sky world, the world that all of you look at, the hunter, the elk, and the little dog are up there because they were not paying attention when the sky was being lifted, and they were apparently not helping at all. So now they're where you can see them every night that there are no clouds. To hui hui akui ul sulad to ulad tia on tia light. So there was a fisherman out fishing, and he was in a canoe actually, and apparently he was not helping either. And so when the sky was being lifted, he was unaware that there was a job being done. So as he sat fishing and the sky was being lifted, he was lifted into that sky world also, and you will find him in the sky world known as the skatefish. So that's how we have been told about the constellations in our sky world and why they're where they are and for what purpose. Now you know that we had many, many stories. And that's the only one that comes to us that I know of that has been told about how we will identify the stars that are present in our sky world to this day. And We know that there are many other stories that probably have been told by other nations about why the stars are up there, and we call them Tatawas. The general stars that are scattered all over the sky are Tatawas, and the fixed stars are called Schusad. And so this is an important story for us to know about because it's so simple in the message that it has to give to us. And I've chosen this story to add to Soubier's beautiful story called Legend of Sahel because, to me, it has the kind of message that Earth people have needed to know for a long, long time. There is a purpose in everything that the first people have done in their world, and they never do anything without reason. And this is the truth because my people have told me that this is why things are done, because we do things not wastefully, but because we know that young people in the coming worlds are going to need to know that the lessons from the first people of this land are done with a reason and for a reason. Oh yeah, that is all.